This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name's Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth, LLC. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call at 603-357-2254 or visit us online at optfinancial.com. And while you're at the website, you can click on the resources page and podcast, and you can check out our past shows. And you can subscribe on Apple or Google Podcast, Amazon Music, or Spotify. If you're currently in your 50s, you're probably a decade to a decade and a half away from the point at which most folks retire. That means leaving your career now would mean you're jumping into early retirement, which is both full of excitement and full of risk. During our show today, we're going to highlight and chat about some of the most critical things you should know if you think early retirement may be an option for you. An AARP article, The 10 Things No One Tells You About Early Retirement, this has some potentially useful information. The article is available at aarp.org. Though many of us probably dream about retiring, at least from time to time, the article notes that just 11% of current workers who are younger than age 60 actually plan to retire early. It will be interesting if, a year or two from now, a new batch of statistics tells us that 11% number has dropped even lower because of our ongoing bout of inflation. Medicare, which at the moment provides health care coverage for more than 61 million Americans, doesn't begin until age 65 for most folks. That means if you're to leave the workforce prior to turning age 65, you'll have to find a health care bridge that takes you all the way to Medicare. While your health insurance premiums can't rise higher than 8.3% of your household income, according to the current law, you're still likely going to cringe when you see some of the prices for health insurance. For example, if your household income is $50,000, a mid-level silver plan will cost you about $350 a month or a little more than $4,000 a year. And unfortunately for some people, a mid-level plan isn't going to provide everything that they need. And the more coverage you need, of course, the more it's going to cost you. Additionally, for some folks, retiring early means they end up tapping into their nest egg too soon, which can have extremely negative consequences. So if you leave your job before you turn 59 and a half, you may be staring at a 10% early withdrawal tax penalty from certain tax-deferred accounts, including 401ks, 403bs, and traditional IRAs. While you may be able to take some steps that allow you to take IRA money before you turn age 59 and a half, not closely adhering to all the rules for doing so could mean you could end up getting hit with large penalties. If you don't have a Roth IRA, which is funded with after-tax money, not pre-tax money, you'll need to be prepared to hand the government a percentage of the amount you withdraw from your traditional accounts. So for example, if you take $20,000 out of your pre-tax IRA before you turn age 59 and a half, and you're in at least the 15% federal income tax bracket, you'll be looking at around $5,000 in taxes plus the penalties. And if we extrapolate this a bit further, that means your $20,000 withdrawal means you'll actually only have $15,000 for your budget. So potentially losing $5,000 of money when making that kind of withdrawal is probably enough to convince a lot of people not to do it. It's a guaranteed loss. Devising a comprehensive pre-Medicare health plan and also being certain you have sufficient cash to avoid dipping into your tax-deferred retirement accounts are good reasons to work with a financial services professional. Next, retiring early may also mean you're giving up some of the upside of compounding interest. So when it comes to saving the money you need for retirement, time itself is your best friend. Let's consider some numbers. While you're between ages 25 and 55, and if you save $250 a month, $3,000 a year, you'll have in the ballpark of $237,000 when you officially retire, presuming you don't make withdrawals, and presuming you earn an average of 6% yearly on your savings and investments. That's a great return on a $90,000 investment. So if you retired when you were 65 instead of 55, you're providing yourself another decade of compounding interest. In this scenario, your $250 a month will provide you with around $464,000, which is almost double what it would have been when you were age 55. That's because an extra 10 years of savings adds $30,000 to your nest egg. This significant advantage comes from the interest you'll earn over time, not only on your principal, but it's the interest you'll see on interest that's already accumulated. The next part of early retirement you may not have considered previously is that you may very well have a long life ahead of you. So today, a woman who retires when she turns age 55 will need her savings to last about 29 years on average. Compare that to the roughly 20 and a half years she'd need from her savings if she retired at 65. So a man who leaves the workforce at age 55 will need his savings to last a whisker over 25 years, as opposed to the roughly 18 years he'd need if he'd retired at age 65. Now get a load of this statistic. If a couple makes it to age 65, there's a 25% chance that one of those spouses will live to age 98. So just as you may live longer than you expect, you're also likely to spend more money in retirement than you anticipated. Many financial services professionals tell their clients to expect spending approximately or about 80% as much in retirement as they did when they were still working. Considering many expenses that come with your job, gas, transportation, for example, go away when you retire, that 80% number is probably pretty accurate. But there are some nuances you should also factor. In the first months of retirement, it is common for new retirees to spend quite a bit on things like travel, home repairs, upgrades, relocation expenses. And while in many cases those expenses will shrink, if not vanish, later in retirement, before that point, taking that out, they take a bite out of your savings. Heading into retirement without the burden of a mortgage is a priority for many of my clients, though making it happen can often be challenging. As the article notes from AARP, 44% of retired homeowners between the ages of 60 and 70 still have a mortgage. And don't forget that even if you begin retirement without a mortgage, the costs that come with homeownership do not go away. One common piece of advice urges homeowners to save 1% of their home's purchase price each year to handle the expenses that come with replacement and repairs over time. More specifically, that would mean saving $3,500 annually on a house that has a $350,000 purchase price. So crafting a financial strategy for your home, whether it is paying off the mortgage before you retire or shifting gears to a smaller and potentially less expensive home after you retire, is another solid reason to work regularly with a financial service professional, especially when you remember that finding extra income after you've retired is easier said than done. So while 74% of workers note they plan to keep earning a paycheck after they retire, just 27% of retirees reported that they were able to keep a paycheck coming after they were retired. So for a lot of retirees, not finding a part-time job often comes down to an inability to commit to the sometimes rigid schedules many employers sometimes require. Still other retirees are unable to land a part-time gig because of family commitments or travel plans. So in the end, a wise course of action for a lot of folks is to work with a financial services professional to build a strategy that prioritizes creating enough retirement income to make working part-time unnecessary. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit optfinancial.com, click on the resources page and podcast, and also be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Spotify. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, give us a call at 603-357-2254. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with a few of my mistakes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.